Cloudflare's new kill switch, Europe's surveillance vote, and a t-shirt that knew too much. Cloudflare's new drop feature generated 248 comments and nearly 500 points on Hacker News, a level of practitioner interest that reflects its infrastructure significance. Drop allows website operators to configure blanket traffic dropping rules at Cloudflare's edge layer, discarding entire categories of requests before they reach an origin server based on highly configurable criteria. The practical application is bot mitigation. The significance is where in the network stack the work happens. Traditional bot filtering consumes origin compute and bandwidth. Edge layer dropping eliminates that cost entirely. The HN community also examined the policy implications. Any system capable of dropping traffic at scale based on rules is, by definition, a potential censorship tool if the rule-setting process is misused. The EU Parliament this week approved what critics are calling Chat Control 1.0, a legislative framework that would require messaging platforms to scan private communications for illegal content. The version that passed is labeled 1.0 by opponents, including MEP Patrick Breyer, precisely because they view it as a stepping stone toward more comprehensive surveillance requirements. The technical objection, repeated loudly by cryptographers for years, is that client-side scanning, the only architecture compatible with end-to-end encrypted messaging, fundamentally compromises encryption. Scanning content before it is encrypted means the content is, by definition, not end-to-end private. Signal and WhatsApp have both stated they would exit EU markets rather than implement such a requirement. The stated justification for the legislation is detecting child sexual abuse material, a goal that critics do not dispute. The disagreement is whether client-side scanning achieves it without destroying private communications for 450 million people. A related HN deep dive on remote attestation provided technical context. Remote attestation, a cryptographic mechanism allowing one party to verify another is running specific, unmodified software, is the architecture that could, with a policy update, require devices to run approved scanning software before sending messages. The story that topped the front page with 1,389 points involved a Unique Low t-shirt. A researcher named Tristan Scherlicher bought a shirt bearing what appeared to be decorative code and actually analyzed it. The script proved to be an obfuscated, self-evaluating bash script traceable to Akamai, the CDN, apparently a real-world JavaScript bot detection challenge that somehow migrated into a retail garment's graphic design, reportedly without the shirt's designers understanding what it was. CDN engineers in the HN thread confirmed the obfuscation style is consistent with how anti-bot scripts are deployed in production. Whether the episode constitutes a copyright violation, an inadvertent security disclosure, or simply a very strange artifact of digital culture remains unresolved, possibly all three. Apache Shiro 3.0 also arrived Thursday, a significant release of the widely used Java security framework that handles authentication, authorization, cryptography, and session management. Version 3.0 brings modernized API design and better Jakarta EE integration. For the large number of production enterprise systems running on Shiro, getting the dependency upgrade right carries real stakes for both security posture and application stability.